live from Elon Musk's secret lair. It's Shenanigans. This week we have Rich.
I hardly know her.
We have Rich and Hello. Matt.
Hello.
And Walden.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? Good to see you.
I go in order. I see you on the screen. So you're last because you called in last.
Yeah, whatever. I'm always last.
No, you're usually second.
I get no respect.
It's probably the mustache.
It's hard to ride a mustache without handlebars.
Good one.
So does your wife have a riding permit?
I don't know how to respond to that.
That's a no. She does not have an operator license.
I think she has the only one. It's just whether or not she takes advantage of it.
Right.
It's like Cameron's dad's car. It's just there to look pretty. We never drive it.
Mm-hmm. I am pretty.
Did you guys watch the space launch?
Nope.
No?
No, I was golfing.
Rich, you didn't? You seem like one of those techno nerds that would like it.
I've seen enough of them.
I thought it was really cool.
It's like baseball. I'll watch the highlights after it's over.
You've never seen one with the McKenzie brothers on board.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Bob and Doug. They kept calling them Bob and Doug, Bob and Doug, Bob and Doug. And so someone goes, can we just say Doug and Bob?
Well, for years, people have been telling them to take off.
Eh?
Take off, you hoser.
It's the first spaceship powered by beer, eh?
Beer or beer farts?
You don't light it, you shake it. And then you tap it on top with another rocket. And
I watched 4 hours of the Wednesday aborted launch and then 4 more hours of the same stuff on Saturday because, you know, I love it. I did have to point out, though, that all rockets are kind of phallic in shape, but this one looked like a straight-out dildo.
It started to take off and started vibrating.
Yes.
Craig got all excited.
We seem to have a vibration here. Right at throttle up.
Is that why the first launch failed? They had to change the batteries?
Right.
Yeah. That's why it's such a big accomplishment. It's really hard to turn the bottom when it's sitting on it. Visual jokes are podcasting, Rich.
So we got some cool articles here today. We are still stuck in this coronavirus BS. So we have to find something we can talk about the coronavirus. And the first thing up is something that Rich came up with. Sex workers say reverse cowgirl positions prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I just found the article. I was not the source.
You were not the source? Isn't that how you get broke dick syndrome, though? Reverse cowgirl?
So I've heard.
It's a syndrome now?
I don't know what else you call it. Have you guys seen The New Guy? The movie The New Guy. It's got DJ Qualls in it. And
you refer to that movie a lot, Craig.
I like the movie.
Cinematic. Perfection.
It's not perfection. There's only one movie that's perfect in its existence, and I think we can all agree that it's Back to the Future, the first movie.
False.
Why?
Did you not see the Avengers Endgame?
All 12 and a half hours of it?
Yes. It completely disproves Back to the Future. Just destroys the whole thing.
Okay.
In a matter of sentences.
Okay, and Matt shook his head too. He doesn't agree with Back to the Future being one of the perfect movies. There goes the pinky again.
I wasn't a fan of the Back to the Future movies.
I have two words for you. Leah Thompson.
Meh.
Really?
Yeah. She's pretty and all, but meh.
What about Walden? What do you think about that movie?
She was hotter in Howard the Duck.
She was hot in Howard the Duck.
This is true. That is factual. Love the Back to the Future series.
Me too.
With all its flaws.
What flaws?
Imperfections. Just the weirdness of it all. Like
Huey Lewis.
The first one. Love Huey Lewis.
He's in it.
It's great.
And you know what? You're just too darn loud. Speaking of Leah Thompson, her daughter is in a movie called Buffaloed, which was written by Brian Sacca.
Brian Sacca.
So I just bought
the almost classmate of mine.
I bought the Blu-ray, and I'm going to watch it and review it on our website. I watched the first 5 minutes on a pirated copy, and I said, oh, this is so awesome, I have to actually buy it. You said almost classmate. Did he go to private school at that point?
Yeah, he. I don't know. I don't remember if he went to St. Joe's or, but he. I went to middle school with him.
Okay. And Chris is a year younger than I am. I think he's class of 93. His older brother.
That sounds right.
Right. The rich, famous guy.
Yes. With more the famous guy. With the Western shirts.
Yes. Which I don't understand. We didn't go to school in Newfane.
No. He said it was a joke. He was on an he was stuck in an airport, and he needed to change his clothes, and the only thing he could find were these Western shirts. And so he wore it to a presentation, and it kind of became his thing. So now that's what he wears.
Did he hand out blow pops at the presentation?
He doesn't give them away. You got to pay him a quarter.
So I'm going to check out that movie. It looks pretty cool. But that's Leah Thompson's daughter plays the main role in that. And when she first started talking, it was like, if you had your eyes closed, you'd think it was Leah Thompson. Their voices sound so much alike. Sort of like Sheldon's mom in the Big Bang Theory, and then Sheldon's mom in Young Sheldon. Because they're actually mother-daughter. In real life. So the voices are a lot alike. Yeah.
I did not know that.
I did notice a similarity. I just thought they did a Lori Loughlin lookalike, or not Lori Loughlin.
Lori Metcalf.
Metcalf,
yeah.
They did a Lori Metcalf lookalike contest, and she won.
What the hell were we talking about that we got onto Back to the Future and Leah Thompson? Like, we're off the rails.
Bang Leah Thompson.
Oh, because you didn't want to bang Leah Thompson. Unless she was in Howard the Duck.
She was... Oh, and Casual
She wasn't
Sex.
Howard the Duck.
I don't remember Casual Sex.
Oh, it was her and...
Me either.
It's been a long time.
I've been married so long.
I can't think of her name. The chick from Saturday Night Live that almost didn't
Kristen
get
invited. Wiig.
No, the blonde with the high voice.
Victoria Paris. No, that's a porn star.
Victoria Jackson.
Yes, that's it. Victoria
Paris. Jackson.
Yes.
And Leah Thompson. Way to jump in there, Walden.
Victoria Thompson. Leah Jackson.
There you go.
Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson.
No, that's wrong. Yeah, what they was... both show their butts in Casual Sex.
Okay.
And just, Andrew Dice Clay.
Just their butts?
Yes.
Okay. Who was, you guys may not know this, though Walden might, because it's more your age group than my age group, who was the girl in Short Circuit?
That's a great question.
Because all I can remember is, nice software, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Number five was alive.
No, we need Howie here for this.
We definitely need Howie here for this. Who's that?
Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy. That's right.
I liked her, too.
Also, the Dandruff Girl.
The Dandruff Girl. She was also in Breakfast Club and Psych. She was in Psych for a while.
Okay.
Was she?
Yeah.
Must have missed those seasons.
She played a serial killer.
Poor Captain Crunch.
What? Oh, yeah. That took me a minute.
Never feel bad for Captain Crunch because he exacts his revenge on the roof of your mouth anyways.
You are right.
You got to let it soak longer. You got to let it get soggier.
That's the reason that I like soggy cereal is because of Captain Crunch. You ruined me.
Really? I don't eat cereal at all. I could tell you the last time I ate cereal, it was Fruit Loops or Golden Grahams, and I was in second grade. And after that, I decided that real men don't eat breakfast. I have no idea why I thought that.
Golden Grahams are just Cinnamon Toast Crunch that haven't been properly seasoned.
Less sugar.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Oh, there's enough sugar in it anyway. Do you guys still eat cereal then?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Not really.
To borrow from the great Mike Birbiglia, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and I have an unhealthy relationship.
My dad, when he was in his 40s, still working for GM, Count Chocula, before he left for work.
Must be something about the GM plant, because our dad always had cereal for snacks.
Really?
Yeah, but he had Raisin Bran and Grape Nuts.
Raisin Bran, Grape Nuts.
Kept them regular.
There's no joy in those bowls.
Raisin Bran's delicious. Sprinkle a little brown sugar on it.
If you don't mind desiccated grapes.
That would be raisins.
Grapes. That have been dried out.
They're grapes with low self-esteem.
Ooh.
nobody picked me for the vine. I wanted to be wine instead of cereal.
Exactly.
That was their marketing ploy?
Raisins?
Yeah.
No, they had California Raisins claymation shit going.
I remember that. I think I had the t-shirt. I think everybody may have had the t-shirt.
White women put me in their potato salad.
Oh.
What is wrong with those white women? How can we be having all these problems? There's so many white women with crystals still.
Because they're not jammed in their yonis.
That's awesome.
Laurel.
Because when you stick it in there, it goes... Soup.
Did anybody ever finish watching that series on Netflix?
What's that? The Goop series?
Goop thing.
I watched 1.5 episodes and my brain is still not recovered.
Yeah. Did you watch it at birth?
No.
Oh my God.
I started watching Space Force last night with Steve Carell on Netflix. With the first episode is hilarious. There are so many subtle digs at the administration in it. It's pretty funny. And there's subtle digs at the Democratic Party. It's funny. They make fun of AOC and Nancy Pelosi. And I can't remember who the other guy was, but it's very blatant.
All right. That's going on the watch list.
It was kind of not great.
What was?
Space Force.
You didn't watch it? You did watch it?
No. But I've read like 6 reviews online and they all said meh.
Well, six reviews. Yeah, by. 6. Yeah.
I can't help it.
You're never right.
I keep getting pop-up notifications about Steve Carell.
Rich, you love basketball, right?
Yes.
Have you read any reviews on that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just try out your own tastes with entertainment from now on.
That's not sanitary.
Come on, you tried it. Every guy's tried it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So Howie, we gotta go back to Howie here real quick. He goes, I just can't find, whenever there's a movie that has been hyped up, I just can't find any good in it. It's never as good as what it's been hyped up to be. So he badmouthed The Big Lebowski, saying it was way overhyped. He badmouthed something else. And yeah, I finally got my movie back because he watched it. He said that John Turturro had the best scenes in the entire film. I agree with him.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
He said it was overhyped. So then he was talking about Dodgeball, and I threw it right back at him that it was overhyped. I didn't like it, that it was overhyped, and he, like, blew a fucking gasket.
Over Dodgeball?
Over Dodgeball.
Not Dodge Juggle. Dodgeball.
Did he dodge the review when you threw it?
I said, I really didn't like Dodgeball. How do you not really like Dodgeball? I said, well, I didn't watch it till after it came out. And, you know, it was so hyped up. I was expecting a lot and I was so disappointed because it just wasn't there for me. Like exactly what he said to me about several movies that he waited to see. And he goes, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, what? He goes, that movie's hyped because it's great. Uh-huh. Sure. I go, we'll agree to disagree. You keep Dodgeball, I'll keep The Big Lebowski. And then he goes, oh, like he finally got what I was doing. I was throwing all his words right back at him.
So now you're Jewish then? Is that how that works?
Oi.
Do you feel guilty about it?
No.
Do you feel guilty about sex workers and doing reverse cowgirl?
Absolutely not.
No, not at all.
I think somebody mentioned that earlier.
A long time ago, like 15 minutes ago now.
We're as far off track as Elon Musk's rocket.
Was it off track?
No.
Okay. It's off the Earth.
It's completely off the Earth. I want to know where his roadster is.
It's probably already been sucked into the sun.
No, it's supposed to be put into some kind of orbit that'll go around. It'll orbit both Earth and Mars.
What's with the birds?
It's got to be because Walden's outside.
I'm on my deck.
Well, you got windows open behind you, Craig.
No, I don't. They're closed.
That one looks open.
Nope, they're both closed.
Okay, it's your fault then. Enough with the birds. We don't have a Twitter account.
Again. Okay, so call it the Corona Sutra. Enterprising Swiss sex workers have devised some inventive ways for their colleagues to service clients without spreading the coronavirus by doing the deed doggy style and reverse cowgirl. The opportunistic courtesans drafted the guidelines in hopes that Switzerland will lift the temporary ban on sex work enacted 2 months ago over COVID-19 concerns. Both aforementioned sexual positions allow for a safe distance between faces during hanky-panky, according to sex worker advocacy group ProCoRe in Switzerland, where sex work is legal. They claim that flesh peddlers can reduce... Go ahead.
Settle for that name because Rochambeau was already taken.
They claim that flesh peddlers can reduce the likelihood of contracting or transmitting the virus via water droplets that are inherent in going at it missionary style.
That's the virus they're worried about?
Yeah, that's the virus they're worried about. In March, New York City officials released guidelines for pandemic sex, declaring masturbation as the safest way to avoid coronavirus and denouncing sex acts like rim jobs.
Damn it!
It's been a long pandemic. Even masturbation could sting the eyes at this point.
Ooh.
Well, you're not supposed to do it in that position.
Healthline cautioned against hooking up with strangers in a recent article on making love in the time of corona. Currently, there's no evidence that having sex in the doggy style, I like how they call it the doggy style, or reverse cowgirl positions can mitigate the risk of contracting COVID-19, which can travel as far as 4 meters. Other proposed COVID-avoiding measures include airing out rooms at least 15 minutes after each steamy session. Isn't that normal?
I'll clear out a room for 15 minutes.
Washing bed sheets at a temperature of at least 60 degrees and requiring sex workers to wear face masks while working.
You're down to 2 holes, sorry.
Yep. And if that wasn't kinky enough, hookups should be limited to 15 minutes, and the brothel must keep a record of the customer's contact information for a full month per the guidelines. There are some governmental officials going, ah, fuck.
You know, in case we contract it and we have to track you. You know, yeah, that's a good idea.
Or mail you coupons.
Oh, yes. Free email coupon. Adult content creators claim they're also getting booted from subscription platform OnlyFans as the site goes mainstream. Not sure what that has to do with anything.
They're struggling to stay afloat.
Okay. The amateur ones? But amateur porn is doing fantastic on Pornhub and X-Hamster.
How do you know?
Matt told me.
I'm not a big fan of amateur porn.
I would rather watch amateur than some of the coked out fake shit.
Matt said it's strictly for the professionalism.
Oh my, the pizza man is here.
True.
I lost my wallet yesterday. How will I pay?
One of these times, that fucker's actually going to fix the plumbing.
Right.
And then it becomes a how-to video.
Okay, out of you three guys, how many of you delivered pizza?
I have.
Yeah, and all the times that you were delivering pizza, how many times you hit on by some housewife who was getting their pizza delivered?
Zero. Exactly zero.
In reality or in my mind?
In reality.
Zero.
Zero, give or take zero.
Were there ones you were kind of hoping, or was that, you know?
Of course.
Were any dressed kind of sexily when you showed up, or were they all, you know, wearing rolled up sweatpants and a FUBU shirt?
They were usually pretty casual, pretty comfortable.
No open robes?
No open robes. No loosely tucked towel.
Are you telling me that porn lies?
I don't know. I haven't been everywhere.
I put these in order here, kind of. So the next article we have, hot nurse suspended for exposing bra and panties while attending to patients. Is that really her in the picture? Can this probably cure the sick men? This naughty nurse is going viral. A Russian nurse has been suspended after she arrived at her shift in the all-male coronavirus patient wing with no clothing save for her skivvies under her transparent personal protective equipment. She worked near Moscow. She's 23 years old and...
She's really good at keeping up morale.
Yes.
It probably gets sweaty underneath that thing.
Right. The unidentified staffer told her manager at Tula Regional Clinical Hospital that she was too hot to wear clothing underneath
Damn right.
the head-to-toe vinyl gown. She's 23 years old. Claimed to manager, she did not realize that her underwear was showing through. It's freaking see-through. That's bullshit. She was too hot to wear the clothing. There were reportedly no complaints from her patients. Hospital chiefs punished the nearly nude nurse for non-compliance with the requirements for medical clothing.
We've warned you 47 times.
She was going to be disciplined, but they didn't say it was going to be. Personally, I think it should be a spanking.
A spanking. And after that, the oral sex.
We must go. You're in grave peril.
Just a little bit of peril.
You can't do the oral sex with a mask on.
No. And she's got, like, goggles on, too. Like that you'd wear in shop class. That way projectiles don't hit her in the eye.
I didn't notice the goggles.
So she was suspended. The head of the Doctors Alliance said her group would assist Nadia in fighting the punishment. Firstly, a plague-proof costume is never transparent. It must be made of a completely different fabric. Interesting. I don't know.
Like lace. Try lace next time.
I have no problem with what she's wearing.
The hospital administration originally claimed the woman in her 20s had been wearing lingerie, but later clarified the two-piece ensemble was possibly a swimsuit. Those are two distinctively different things. They should know. She could, if it was really see-through, they could tell the difference.
It was her 47th warning, like Walden said.
Right.
It was probably Karen.
Several patients were interviewed. One said, well done, she raised the mood of the patients. Another said, why punish the nurse? You need to reward her. Seeing this outfit, no one wants to die.
And wait until the insurance company gets the bill.
Right. Why are all of a sudden 319 prescriptions for Viagra the same hospital?
I say no bush, no foul.
There you go.
I agree.
Were they serving alcohol? Because then you could go completely nude if they aren't.
They were not serving alcohol. You're
Corona shooters? Anyone? Corona shooters?
Well, another woman took off her pants and used them as a mask so she could get served. And again, we're in Russia. It's the Ukraine. A woman approaches the counter without a face covering, and they said that you have to wear a mask. Under the rules, a public place includes any part of any building which the public has access to, including shops, markets, subways, parks, playgrounds, and on public transport. As a result, authorities in the Ukraine recommend people wear masks anytime they leave the house. In the footage from Kiev, a woman is seen being spoken to by a member of the staff due to her lack of face covering before she gestures outside the shop. In order to get around the rules and to escape having to join another lengthy post office queue, the woman whips off her leggings, followed by her panties, and shoves them on her head.
She then pulled out a gun and robbed the place.
The video was posted to social media by an employee of the company who now faces punishment for sharing company information, the local media reports.
Company information in her business.
Right. Commenting on the video online, one viewer said, well, she found a way around it. No one has banned the use of panties instead of a mask yet. Somebody here has worn panties on said head in order to have a mask, at least twice that I've seen pictures of.
Not it.
Not it.
I know not what you speak. By the way, my boss thought it was hilarious.
Did you go into one of the stores like that?
No, but I sent him the picture and said if I asked him if he thought HR would approve.
I went to HR when I worked for a cable company, a phone company, 18 years ago, and I wanted to get my eyebrow pierced. And I went up to the HR person and I said, what do you think about an eyebrow ring? She goes, oh, that's cool. And I said, well, I just talked to the HR person. She said it was cool. So I went and did it. I came into work on Monday and she's going, oh my God, what did you do? That's against the rules. I go, I asked you about it. I thought you were asking me my personal opinion. Would I ask you personal opinion in your office as the HR representative? Yes. So that's how I got around that one. And then Home Depot, I went to Home Depot. They said, You can't have that. That's a distraction to customers, and it's kind of a lower class of person. Really? Because you got four people with neck tattoos working in lumber.
Yeah, but they're in lumber.
I'm not buying lumber from somebody who doesn't have a neck tattoo. How's that?
Because otherwise, they're not tough enough.
How about a neck tattoo with their own name misspelled?
No regrets.
Who the hell named you Regrets?
More coronavirus stuff. America's most illegal record has been obliterated. All the pearl-clutching about the morality of performing a cannonball run during a global pandemic seems to have been for nothing, with Ed Bolian reporting America's most illegal record has been beaten 7 times in the span of just 5 weeks. According to Bolian, who has been in contact with the new record holders, the time to beat is now less than 26 hours. A sub-28-hour cannonball run was once unthinkable. While he has not disclosed the exact time, that frame of reference means the drivers would have had to have achieved an average speed of at least 173 kilometers an hour for the 4,500 kilometer journey, whatever that means, 7 miles, 8 miles.
So, wait a minute, what is a cannonball run?
Cannonball run is you go from one side of the country to the other.
I saw the middle of the movie several times. I've never seen the beginning.
I always saw the part where the guy came out dressed like the superhero and laughed.
Dom DeLuise, right?
We do miss Dom DeLuise. What's a cannonball run?
It's kind of sports. The cannonball run is a simple and highly illegal record that is infamous within the car culture. You must start.
Are you reading from the article?
Yes.
For the article? Okay.
To set the cannonball run record, you must start at the Red Ball Garage in Manhattan, then traverse the entire United States of America as fast as possible to reach the beach at Portofino Inn in Redondo Beach, California. So, I mean, these guys are flying to get across the country in 26 hours. My brother and I did it in about 37, and we stopped to sleep. So, and we went to Green Bay, so that was way out of the way. Now, cool thing about the Cannonball Run, the movie, written by Lockport High School graduate Brock Yates.
Thank you, Brock Yates.
Yep.
For a wonderful movie.
And they don't play it anymore. HBO used to play that once or twice a year.
Do you need to borrow it?
I haven't seen it in 20 years, but
what was the other one that he wrote? I think he wrote Stroker Ace, the one with Kenny Rogers as the race car driver.
That's got to be one of the best movie names ever.
Stroker.
Now, Stroker. Was Adrienne Barbeau in the first Cannonball Run or the second one?
I think she was in both.
Really?
I think so. Hold on. Let's check.
Instant fact checks. Craig Bacon's all up on that shit.
I think we have a new segment. It's called Walden makes up a theme song for whatever Craig Bacon
has. The Cannonball Run, written by Brock Yates. She was definitely in the first one.
They both were.
Let's see. I don't know when the second one was. Maybe she was only in the first one. Yep, only in the first one. So Captain Chaos, that was the name of the superhero.
Captain Chaos, that's it. Dun, 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 dun.
Something about meatballs, too. That's all I can remember.
Every time Burt Reynolds slapped Dom DeLuise, I just cried laughing.
The best part of Cannonball Run is the credits.
Yes.
The credits.
Absolutely.
With the outtakes?
Yes. They did that, too, with Smokey and the Bandit. Do you know that? So I have Smokey and the Bandit Part 1, Smokey and the Bandit Part 2, Smokey and the Bandit Part 3, Smokey and the Bandit, the Smokey is the Bandit, that's Part 4. Then there's 2 made-for-TV there are 6 fucking movies.
Plus Smokey and the Bandit, Dunstan Checks In. I saw that one.
Worst movie reference ever.
Somebody had to do it.
Smoking in the Bandit, Baby's Day Out.
Okay, so Brock Yates wrote The Cannonball Run. The Cannonball Run 2 was not part of his thing. He did not write that. And there was a second sequel to Cannonball Run called Speed Zone in 1989, which I have never heard of and never seen. He did write Smoking the Bandit 2.
That one went direct to Beta.
Beta?
But not Betamax. Betamax had standards.
Oh, so you got cinema and you got Cinemax.
Right. Then you got cinema.
Okay, how many of you guys had cable when you were a kid and had Cinemax and you waited till 10 o'clock?
Cinemax After Dark.
We didn't have cable until it was like pretty much already ubiquitous with everybody else.
Okay.
What we had instead was neighbors that owned a video store.
Oh. So
we got to take in classics like The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Yeah. I love that movie.
It's so good.
People don't get it at all. They're like, this is dumb. I'm like, no, it's not. It's brilliant.
When that guy started click-talking, that's the hardest I've ever seen my father laugh. I thought he was going to choke to death.
Really?
Yes.
I laughed. Probably the hardest I laughed in a movie was during Anchorman when Jim Carrey was making Steve Carell talk all weird. You know, that part.
When he's Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. Wrong Steve Carell movie.
Yeah. Definitely.
You've been watching a Space Force. It fucks with your head.
It does. Man. I was in Seattle. It was Thanksgiving. And my brother and I had just driven across the country. We were celebrating Thanksgiving before I flew back to New York. And we were lit up. We were way drunk. That movie was the funniest thing I ever saw when I was drunk. I got to tell you. Drunk and high on turkey.
You're not supposed to smoke turkey.
It was the tryptophan. Drugs.
Yep.
Walden said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
All right, Rich, I'm making the next one your article to read. I cannot get this page to load, which is why you're...
Matt, were you just sucking a ghost dick?
Or yawning, sorry.
He was just warming up for later.
The ghost dick's going to show up till about 10:30.
The witching hour.
Right after Cinemax gets adult. Okay. Right. Many people have had to take a urine test for cannabis, perhaps as a job requirement. Using the popular procedure, marijuana metabolites can, in some cases, be detected for weeks after a person's last use. But here's a question few may have thought to ask. Can THC be detected in semen? According to a new study by a team of Harvard Medical School researchers, the answer is yes.
Oh, that's the last thing we need to hear. That's totally the last thing we need. Baby, I can't. I got a drug test this week.
Just do it reverse cowgirl.
Your doctor's not Greek, is he? Anyway. Matt got it. In a study of 12 participants who regularly consumed marijuana. Oh, come on. That's...
12? 12?
Imbibed. Yeah, so it's a huge study. The researchers were able to detect Delta-9 THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, in two subjects' semen samples. So 2 out of 12, these odds are not looking bad. And at least one metabolite of THC, what's left after the body processes the compound, could be detected in all samples capable of being analyzed. Analyzed. Two semen samples, the report said, had insufficient volume to be analyzed.
Weak stream.
Why the focus on THC and semen? In a word, pregnancy. Men of reproductive age, the study's authors note, are the most prevalent consumers of marijuana, with 19.4% of men in the USA reporting use, and the other 81% being fucking liars. A 2018 study, that includes you, Craig.
I have never.
A 2018 study studied by authors found that 16. Oh, you reproduced. You got kids. A 2018 study cited by authors found that 16.5% of men and 11.5% of women reported using marijuana while attempting to conceive. Matter of fact, most of the women weren't willing to unless they were using marijuana. How exactly THC affects reproductive systems and childhood development are questions the Harvard authors didn't attempt to answer in the study. Well, thanks for nothing. The primary goal of the proof of concept research, they explained, was to determine whether THC can cross the blood-testis barrier. On that front, they appear to have succeeded.
Succeeded?
That's what I said.
I see what you did there. Bobby Boucher, did you just make a joke?
The rest of this is more yada, yada, yada.
We don't need the yada, science. Yada.
Blah, blah, blah.
Science!
Bill, you're also the big Jim Gaffigan fan.
What's not to like about Jim Gaffigan?
I don't know.
Hot pockets!
as an alibi.
Jim Gaffigan would be a great alibi.
How's that?
Where were you last night? Jim Gaffigan.
The comedian with all those kids? Okay.
He's got a lot of kids?
Ton of kids.
Really?
He's got more kids than you, Craig. Believe it or not.
He has an Amish amount of kids.
An Amish amount of kids? He's got five.
That he knows of.
That he puts on his Wikipedia.
Right. Man says he broke into Wells Fargo in San Diego to heat up his Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets!
Talk about a segue.
Oh, my God!
With guns!
A man who was arrested on suspicion of breaking into a Chola's bank early Wednesday morning apparently entered the branch.
Chola's?
Yeah. Just so he could heat up his Hot Pockets. At around 3:30 a.m., San Diego police were dispatched to the bank on Euclid Avenue after a burglar alarm had gone off. Responding officers arrived to find a broken window near the bank's drive-thru. The alarm company told the police that surveillance cameras inside the branch captured a man inside a break room using the microwave.
That's awesome. <I'm sorry. laughs>
After about an hour, officers broke through the front doors and located the man inside. As officers took him outside and arrested him, the man told the news that he had entered the bank just so he could microwave his Hot Pockets. When asked if the Hot Pockets were worth it, the man responded with, "Hell yeah, it was worth it." Those are some good Hot Pockets.
Yeah, except that's not how he said it, because he burned the roof of his mouth. So he said, "Hell yeah, right, eh?" He had eaten the fuckers hot and fast because the cops were coming in the front door.
It's funny because it's true.
And he just ate a bunch of Captain Crunch, so his mouth was all fucked up.
What was the name of that sandwich with the turkey and the ham and the barbecue sauce that we made at that one restaurant we worked at together?
I don't remember.
You had a name for a sandwich?
Those used to rip my mouth open, too.
I don't remember the name of it.
Something grill.
A what?
It's like a something grill.
A Monte Cristo?
No, not a Monte Cristo.
What was it? Clubhouse Grill?
Clubhouse Grill.
Down at the Clubhouse Grill.
Is that a Grateful Dead song or a Tedeschi Truck song?
Neither.
It's fish.
Fish?
No. The Eagles. Down at the Sunset Grill? Don Henley, at least.
No idea. Never heard of him.
Never heard of Don Henley or the Eagles?
Who's that guy?
Okay. How about Yo-Yo Ma?
You like Jackson Don Brown.
Jackson Brown's pretty awesome. He's got coronavirus. He's got the COVID.
Does he?
Yeah. Are you making fun of Tedeschi Trucks, Rich?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Tedeschi Tits? Truck?
Tedeschi Trucks.
All right, moving on.
She doesn't listen, does she?
I don't know.
She got good ones, though.
Craig sends her a link every week.
I actually tweet regularly saying I'm listening to her band when I'm doing something around the house, and they always like it. So, and they do run their own social media, she and her husband.
Oh, she's married. Is he a big guy? Or?
No, he's Derek Trucks. Have you seen Derek Trucks?
No.
He's a guitar player.
No, she is a guitar player.
I know.
They both play guitar?
In the same band.
What kind of band is it?
They have 11 members.
They're playing the same guitar.
No, they have...
It's like Walk the Moon or whatever that one band is.
You have Susan, who plays lead and rhythm. You have Derek, who plays lead and slide. Then you have a bass player. You got two drummers.
I don't give a fuck.
You have a keyboard player, trombone player, trumpet player, saxophone player, and three backup singers.
This is quickly becoming a ska band.
Uh-huh.
No, if they could just play in the afterbeat, they'd be all set.
To the ska trucks.
There was a thing going around on Twitter a couple of weeks ago where change one letter in a band's name to make it worse, and someone took the Who and made it the Why, and then Paul Stanley, after about 3 days, came out and made Kiss piss.
That's a punk band.
Yeah.
For sure.
I thought it was cool that he would come out and make fun of his own band like that, though, you know?
Indeed.
I just got a notification on Facebook from the Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Hear everything you say.
Shitty podcast.
What?
Stop talking about us on your shitty podcast.
I'm hoping to get free concert tickets someday. So no, I'm not going to. I'll stop if you send me free tickets. A man was acquitted of entering a house with a weapon after successful sex fantasy defense. I was shocked. I hadn't read this thing. All I did was I kind of put it in a number on the list. I was shocked when I read what it said.
So, just so you know, the closed captions corrected that to sex fanny city. So we're keeping the closed captioning as well.
You have closed captioning on your phone?
I have it on. Yeah.
You do too. You just don't have it turned on.
There, I just turned it on.
Yeah, that's all you're turning on.
Oh, snap.
My name is not Howie.
Oh. Or Holly.
Apparently.
Did it correct yours to Holly, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, two men hired to carry out a stranger's sexual fantasy of being tied up while clad in his underpants, went to the wrong rural address with machetes and politely left after realizing their mistake. So two dudes broke into a house with machetes. I can't look at the screen and read it at the same time.
Turn off your closed captioning, Craig. You're not a multitasker.
I'm so confused right now.
Closed captioning, Craig.
There's words on the screen and then there's words not on the screen. My head hurts now.
What happened? Was it giving the wrong words out?
No, you were so confused.
I was confused.
Impersonation. What happened?
I'm going to the article on my phone so I can see what you dumbasses are doing while I'm trying to read this. So these two guys walk into a house with machetes for a sexual fantasy, but they walk into the neighbor's house by mistake.
So the bartender says, "Why the long face?" Sorry, I had to.
One of the men has been found not guilty in court of entering the home in July 2019, intending to intimidate while armed with an offensive weapon. Describing the facts of the case as unusual, the judge said the Crown had not excluded the reasonable possibility that the guy entered the house as part of a lawful plan to carry out a sexual fantasy.
There you go. The Crown let him off. The freaking Crown.
They carried the machetes either as a prop or something to use in that fantasy, the judge said in his published reasons for the acquittal earlier this month. The fantasy was unscripted and there was discretion as to how it would be carried out. According to statements, a man living in Western NSW, this is in Australia, wanted to be tied up and have a broom handle rubbed around his underwear.
What the fuck?
Don't you judge.
No kink shaming. No kink shaming.
He was willing to pay $5,000 if it was really good, the judge said.
Say it, Rich. Say it right. $5,000.
That's right.
The would-be client had a history and proclivity for engaging the services of people, a police officer said. After making arrangements with a man on Facebook for people to engage in the role play, he sent his address, which he later updated after moving to another home. Wait, don't go to the house anymore. My ex-wife and her new boyfriend live there.
They're not as into broomsticks as I am.
Or machetes.
Or machetes.
I can't shake the sensation that the judge was the paying client, and that's why he let these guys off, because it was his mistake.
On July 14th, a resident living in the same street as the first address noticed some light coming from his lounge room where he got up to go to the toilet. Assuming it was a friend who came daily to make coffee, he yelled out, "Bugger off, it's too early."
After
Bugger off.
After hearing a voice ask if his name was that of the intended client, the resident turned on his bedside light, took off his sleep apnea mask, and saw two men standing next to his bed. They carried machetes pointed down towards the ground. They started to leave after he told them his name, which was not that of the intended client. One man apologized, saying, "Sorry, mate," and shook the resident's hand, while the other said bye before they drove off.
Polite. So polite.
When the men and their driver arrived at the correct address, the would-be customer noticed one had a great big knife in his pants, which he put in the car after being told not to bring it inside. They had coffee. The client made bacon, eggs, and noodles before the man fell asleep on the couch. The police turned up and found machetes in the car. The judge said the Crown had proved that he was one of the men who entered the first house with a machete, but had not proved that his intention was to intimidate. So the lawyer successfully submitted the entry was for a non-criminal purpose. It was a commercial agreement to tie up and stroke a semi-naked man in his underpants with a broom, the lawyer said.
As one does.
I guess.
So what have we learned from this? A breakfast of coffee, bacon, eggs, and noodles is called a full Australian.
He was going to be a full Australian if they went through with their plan.
We'll get to the handle after we get past the bristles.
It's all downhill after that.
Do you want to talk about this next one or not?
I haven't read it. I have no idea what it is. So, yes, I'd love to.
Okay. Does 12 p.m. exist? We could argue about it until the end of time. Complaints made to the ABC about English usage, what the hell, are often predictable. Generally, they are underpinned by the same assumption that English is worse off now than it was a generation ago. This idea, impossible to quantify in any meaningful sense, is at least difficult to take seriously once you start seeing the complaints made to the ABC a generation ago. What the hell is the ABC?
Already bit and chewed.
Okay. It's gum, right?
Yep.
As far as you know.
The offense, an on-screen graphic noting the show is available on iView Monday from 12 p.m. It scanned well enough to me, but for one ABC audience member contained a devilish error. There is no such time as 12 p.m. The substance of the complaint was this. There is no such time as 12 p.m. The audience member was not denying the existence of midday, but rather its nomenclature. Their reasoning was thus. P.m. stands for Latin post meridium, usually translated in English as after midday. As midday is the meridium, that is midday, the midpoint around which the other times are ordered, it cannot be said to be post itself. So, therefore, 12 p.m. is not a real time. I don't understand it. I thought there's 12 a.m., which is midnight, and 12 p.m., which is noon.
That's when military time comes in handy.
You're saying it's not post-meridium, it's on the meridium.
Okay.
Therefore, it's not post, and you can't call it p.m. You can only call it 12 o'clock noon.
So do you really want a clock that goes 11:59 a.m., 12 o'clock, and then 12:01 p.m.? Is anyone seriously proposing 12M? As it turns out, yes. In 1953, the United States Government Printing Office's style manual exactly mandated this. That's interesting. Does anyone really know what time it is?
Does anybody really care?
About time? We lost Rich.
Oh, no. I don't
know Chicago.
Stupid bullshit.
I thought it was pretty interesting because I never thought about it. That 12 p.m. doesn't exist.
And as an Excel user, 12 p.m. is a thing. Otherwise, you break the world.
Is this like Y2K just for noon?
Pretty much.
So you can't change it now. Otherwise, we'd be back at 1900 or 1920.
There's nothing to change. This article is about some cunt who wrote into ABC.
All right, then.
Oh, that. Matt loved that.
Somebody else said it.
Yes. Speaking of time, you know what time it is?
Canada Watch.
Craig.
Play the intro.
Play the music, Craig.
Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes? Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch. Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
So what we got going on in Canada this week, Rich?
Poutine.
A Toronto man says Canada Post recently delivered to him a package that he ordered online nearly 8 years ago.
Is this a hair cream thing?
Let me read the article and you'll find out. After a Canada Post delivery person rang his doorbell on May 6th, Elliot said he found a package from the online retailer well.ca sitting on his doorstep. He said he was initially confused because he hadn't ordered anything from the e-commerce site in years. When he opened it, however, it all began to make sense. I opened it and inside was an invoice from 2012, and it was a tube of Brill Cream that I ordered from 1948. I mean, from 2012.
Little devil, do y'all?
Exactly. I started laughing because I thought it was pretty funny that it came 8 years later.
Is he a whale? He orders Brill Cream? Get it? Brill? Whale? No? Okay.
He said he'd been living in Ottawa and the hair cream never arrived at his address. He said he contacted the website and they agreed to ship the product again to his home in Toronto because he thought it might be easier. It didn't come again, and I'm like, all right, this isn't worth the headache, so I just forgot about it. He said he didn't follow up with Canada Post to see if the mail operator had received the item for delivery or if there was an accompanying tracking number. He said he was experimenting with different hair products, as one does, and at the time, and the cream was only $5, so he wasn't worried about it. He said it's certainly a unique situation, and we can only speculate at this point as to what may have happened. They reached out to the website for information, but didn't hear anything back. When he found humor, he found humor in the late delivery and even shared a photo of the invoice online. He said the hair cream itself no longer appears to be usable. I opened it. It was bright yellow, and when I Googled it, I've never used it before. It seems like it was supposed to be white, so I didn't try it. He said it's unfortunate the hair cream appears to be past its prime because he's overdue for a haircut as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and he could use a new styling cream. And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
8 years, so he still got charged for it then.
Are you being attacked by a band of midget muggers right now?
Who, me?
Somebody is.
I don't hear. Why? You hear something?
I hear a bunch of kids. They're not here.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Matt, what are you watching?
Backyardigans porn.
Oh, Uniqua.
I thought it was going to be Brill Cream porn, but...
Ooh, let me see if they have that.
If anybody will find it.
Inquiring minds want to know.
The anticipation is killing me.
The first video that popped up is titled Dirtiest Porn Ever.
It's two chicks and a cup.
Matt's like, no, I've already seen this one.
It's already grayed out.
I've worn out three copies of this already.
They're digital.
I know.
I'm going to get a Pornhub account just so I can see, track M. Mosier and see what it comes up in the comments.
Let me see.
Oh my God. He's Pornhubbing himself.
You know, the worst part is he doesn't even use incognito. This is just Matt being Matt.
It's a work computer. Why would I use incognito?
They're going to track it anyway.
Or my yard gun shirt scares.
Hey, you can't put that up. No, can't post that. Great. Now we can't go on live Portians.
Let me come inside your tight pussy.
Oh my God.
That's what comes up when you put my name in.
It's not your video, though, is it?
New.
just his favorite.
Nothing new in the 716.
You hear that bookmark now as one of your top searches?
No, I just look at it when I'm on.
And never found anything on the 585?
Nothing good. It's a couple Rochester pigs.
Just try putting in Lockport and see what happens. He's laughing.
Tight 18-year-old pussy riding my dick hard.
As one does, allegedly.
I was talking with somebody. I was hit on by a woman recently, and I'm like, this is like the third time it's happened in the last year. Where were they when I was looking for a date? And I was saying it offhandedly to a friend of mine. He goes, well, it's been 20 years since you've dated or been with anybody but Wendy. And I go, 30.
Ma'am, I'm just delivering your Meals on Wheels.
What else are you looking up there, Matt?
716.
Not sure we want to know.
Yeah, we probably don't want to know.
He's down to zip codes now.
14094. 14103.
Ooh, I don't know if I want to.
14095, Pendleton.
Oh, God.
Are you shocked I knew that 103 was where you live?
No. And nothing local. It doesn't bring up anything.
Fucking stalker.
14098 would be Linden, Tucky. You definitely don't want to go there.
It's all animal porn.
That's illegal in the United States.
Unless you email it to Craig Bacon.
No! And I'll forward it to you guys.
You still got to have seen it first.
If I see something that's titled animal porn, I don't care. I'm not opening it. I'm just forwarding it straight to you guys.
Well, why would we send it to you and title it that?
Not you guys sending it.
Oh, right. Yes. I would not send those types of things to you ever.
Thank God. What'd you find?
The subject of every email I send you going forward will be animal porn, regardless of what's actually in the email.
Dude, that was actually winning lottery numbers. Why didn't you open it?
Didn't find anything interesting or exciting, Matt?
No, the zip codes didn't really pull anything off. It's the area code, though, but nothing new.
You'll have to update the keywords for them.
I'll have to get back to submitting.
Look up Lockport water balloon and see what comes up.
Lockport water balloon. Okay, now I hear voices, little tiny voices of humans, but they're not in my house. It's crosstalk on the telephone line.
Excuse me. This line's being used.
He's not finding anything there. All right, we're going to cut it off here now because we're about to our normal duration. We're over an hour, and 12 minutes.
Instead of website of the week, we're doing what's on 716 porn.
We got to do a website of the week. Let's go to website of the week. Totally forgot about that. Our website of the week was 716 search in Pornhub.
716 cream pie.
We already looked that one up, Matt.
I didn't.
Liar.
All right, so what's our website of the week?
Matt will like this one at first. StopAbductions.com.
Stop Alien Abductions.
Stop Abductions is not a commercial website, nor is it an information site about UFOs or alien abductions. There's nothing for sale on this website. Michael Mencken has no financial connection with any of the recommended sources. StopAbductions.com is a public service nonprofit site which instructs people how to make a tested device to stop alien abductions. The name of the device, which is called a thought screen helmet, is taken from the science fiction novels of E.E. Doc Smith. Please see the page Thought Screen Helmet Origin for the quotes from Doc Smith's novels. The whole website's about aliens, and it's freaking awesome.
What you have to do is put an aardvark shell on your head.
It kind of looks like that.
Then you get hepatitis, or whatever it is they transmit.
Aardvarks? Probably ants.
Do not miss the videos. Do not miss the videos.
You got to check out the videos then?
You got to check out the videos.
Anyone in particular?
Let's see. There's two, so take your pick. But there's a lot of stuff to read on this website, so I'm sure you'll have a fascinating read. But don't miss the videos.
Thought screen helmet.
Hi, this is Michael Mencken, and I'm talking about my website, stopabductions.com. which is an assembly website which tells you how to make what I call a thought screen helmet to stop alien abductions. Here's a helmet that I made.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at that later. I don't want to give
The guy in the first video looks like a cross between Darth Vader and the Gorton's fisherman.
Right. So stopabductions.com.
That's right.
That is our website of the week. Check it out. make sure that you're not abducted, because we want to make sure we have lots of listeners. Or if you are abducted, make sure to tell your captors about our podcast, Shenanigans, on NiagarasWaterCooler.com, so we can get some otherworldly listeners, right?
Email the story of your experience to Craig, but make sure the subject of the email is animal porn.
No. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. For Rich and Walden and Matt, I'm Craig. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Join us again next week.